Last week on Morning Ireland, the Minister for Education, Rory Quinn, told us that he was disappointed that the new student grant system was not working as well as he'd hoped. Last night's Frontline heard more students express their understandable anger over continuing delays in grant approvals. Now, later today, representatives of the new system, which is known as Student Universal Support Ireland, or SUSI, run by the City of Dublin VEC, will attend the Oireachtas Education Committee, whose chairperson, Joanna Tuffy, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. What do you want to know?
Well, basically, what we want to know is why there is such a level of backlog of applications with SUSI at the moment. And the reason we're having the meeting is that a number of TDs and senators who are on the committee had been contacted by constituents who had experienced delays. And the TDs and senators on the committee requested that this meeting take place with SUSI just, you know, to find out what the problems are and to see what steps are being taken to get through the backlog as quickly as possible. Now, what I would say is that it's not a new problem. Like, certainly as a public representative over the years, you know, and my fellow TDs and senators would have experienced this as well. Like, there would have been delays in the past with, you know, particular local authorities and VCs. So that's not a new problem in itself. And one of the issues that sometimes comes up is that many applicants don't provide complete documentation. And sometimes, you know, they can spend a lot of time, you know, the local authorities would have spent a lot of time trying to get that requested documentation from the applicants concerned.
So there could be a reasonable explanation for some of this delay.
I think for a lot of the applicants, that is the problem, that there is incomplete documentation for a number of them.
You've been doing some checking on this. Have you some figures on what the level is for people who didn't supply what they needed to supply?
Well, according to figures supplied by the Minister last week, there were 66,000 applications made to SUSI, and of those, 18,000 have been completed where the students have been awarded grants or refused grants. There's 21,000 applications for which SUSI is awaiting documentation, and of this, apparently 15,000 who were asked for further documentation by SUSI haven't responded at all. I think there might be an explanation for that, and I certainly will be raising that question at the committee myself. And that is that, like, there were only 56,000 students sat the Leaving Cert in 2012, and you know, there's 66,000 applications to SUSI. Now, SUSI only processes at currently the grant applications for first-time applications for grants. So there's obviously an element of, you know, there's obviously, well, certainly on the face of it, to me, it seems that a lot of the people who applied for grants weren't in fact eligible for grants.
Unless they did the Leaving in another year.
No, if you look at the first year cohort, it's only about 80,000, you know, so like about less than half of students qualify for third level grants. Yeah. So like there are obviously are more students applying for grants than are eligible. And that might explain the fact that 15,000 didn't respond to SUSI when it requested further documentation. But that's like, I'm speculating that, and that's a question I'll raise with SUSI.
The obvious
morning.
Fact is that, as Rory Quinn told us, they had to take on extra staff. That means they didn't have enough staff in the beginning, and that's why that has to account for a lot of the delay.
Yeah, and that's definitely an issue. I mean, I think we're going to have to raise that issue with SUSI. Like, you know, like obviously there wasn't enough staff provided at the outset. And like the other point I would make as well is that although there were delays in the past with grant applications, you know, SUSI was established to change that and to streamline the process. Now, one issue as well with SUSI is that it's very easy to make the initial application. You just go online and you don't have to provide any documentation at all. So I think there may have been a lot of people applying who then decided not to pursue their application, and that those applications may still be within the system. But I think the staffing issue is going to be an issue that's definitely going to be raised today. And also what steps are going to be taken by SUSI now, between now and Christmas, to get rid of the backlog. Because one of the commitments by the Minister was that all applications would be processed by the end of December.
Which would actually be better than the overall result nationally, because you still heard stories in previous years of people not in January still looking for the grants. Yeah. Now, what about just a couple of obvious issues? I don't know whether you've heard about people who can't get through on the phone.
Yes, I have. And I understand even TDs and senators had that problem where they were contacting the office, you know, on behalf of their constituents. So that's obviously a problem. Now, I have to say they have an email address where public representatives can make inquiries on behalf of their constituents. And I've made inquiries and I have found that I've got, you know, fairly prompt responses. But I think there is a need. You see, very often.
That's okay for TDs and senators, but what about ordinary students?
Well, that's it. And I do think that there's obviously a problem there in terms of people available to answer the phones and explain and reassure people, you know, as to where their application is.
One other issue, and it's not strictly for Susie, in fact, it's not at all for Susie. I just wonder how concerned you are about this.
Yeah.
About people saying that in some colleges and some places they've difficulties about getting into the libraries or worried about whether they can sit exams. And there was full access to the facilities while they're waiting for Susie to make a decision and pay the cheque.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's a major problem. I mean, that isn't satisfactory at all. Now, I know that the Minister has requested third level institutions to be sympathetic to students who haven't yet received word of their grant, but obviously some colleges are ignoring that. I think there's a real problem there, and I think something's going to need to be done about that in the future because, like, you know.
Something like what? Like.
Well, I think maybe some kind of arrangement's going to have to be made with colleges that until a person has, you know, received a yes or no from the grant awarding authority, that they should be allowed to use the facilities. Like, I'm sure that kind of arrangement can be made with colleges. And, you know, maybe there could be sharing of information between SUSE and the third level colleges concerned, just to show that the student has, in fact, applied for the grant and is awaiting word of their application.
You'll be finding out more later today, as we all will. But Joanna Tuffy of the Arachnids Education Committee Chairperson.